If you have been following any of the craziness of The Masked Singer this season, last night a travesty occurred. Molly Pavlova is out, unmasked as the wonderful Mahalia Barnes, who joins us now. Good morning, Mahalia.
Morning, guys.
Hello. How's it going, Hello. Mahalia?
Really good. It's great to be able to talk about it instead of keeping this all a secret.
Every year people have been saying it's you, and this year the judges just missed it.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe because they've been, you know, wrong so many times, they didn't, you know, want to go there. But
a little bit gun shy. Mahalia, robbed is a word that's bandied around a little bit in reality shows, but let's be honest, you're out, mullet's still in, you were robbed, right?
Oh, look, you know, everybody loves a mullet. So, you know,
do they?
I can't be too offended.
I think I like a pavlova more than a mullet.
I'm not sure that I love a mullet myself, but, you know, in Australia, the mullet is very popular.
Oh, yeah, and you see a lot of high school kids rocking that mullet these days. Thank God that wasn't my era.
Yeah.
What was it like being on a show like this? I have so many questions about the technicalities of it all. Did you get, like, escorted in to record just your song and then escorted out, or what's it like?
It's pretty bizarre. I mean, like, the whole concept is completely mental. But it was so much fun. I mean, it was a real whirlwind and, you know, I did feel like I was in another universe, a bit of a strange experience because, you know, it is completely secretive and you can't, you know, talk to other, you don't see anybody, you don't see any of the other masks except for on stage, you know, and so it's all, you know, pretty amazing how they do it. There's a wonderful team of people working on the show, creatives and, you know, security staff and people just making it all happen, you know, amazing producers and all of these people making sure that no one crosses over and that we don't hear each other and we don't speak to each other. And but it's, you know, it's just so amazing. I mean, you're just sort of caught up in this world of, like, your costume and your character and, you know, all of these amazing giant props and, yeah, it's ridiculous, but perfect for right now, you know. I couldn't think of a better thing to have been doing in this period of bizarre lockdowns and, you know, it's so great to have a laugh.
Given that you don't get a chance to hang out with the rest of the cast, is there at least a decent rap party at the end?
Well, no, I still don't even know who's on it.
Well, I mean, you could just, you Ben Lee, Lottie Takiri and Vinnie Jones could just go hang out at the bar.
Once we're allowed out of lockdown, then, you know, we'll definitely be catching up, I'm sure. But, you know, it's pretty bizarre. Like, it's amazing that they managed to do it like that and keep it secret, you know. And I was thinking, as soon as I hear someone, I'll know who they are. And it's like, you don't. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
There's so much stimulation. You know, there's so many distractions and clues. And, I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
And it's amazing, too, how much we associate the face with the voice.
Yeah. Oh, so true.
I'd never really thought about that before. We were chatting with Ben Lee earlier and we heard the audio and thought, oh, my God, it's Ben Lee, but we already knew. See, I wonder if that's the thing too. Once you know who the voice is, you're like, how did I not get that?
I guess it depends. You know, I mean, I think that it's much easier to tell singers than it is people who are obviously not singers.
Because, yeah, true.
You know, you can't know. And because you do know that it's not just singers, it's a real mixture, that really is what I think makes you question everything.
Mm.
But, I mean, I did hear Ben Lee and, you know, both my husband and I looked at each other and said, that's Ben Lee, straight away. You know? So I think that depending on what you're, if you focus in, if you get distracted by the clues, though, you know, I mean, for me, I thought there's no way anyone who knows my voice or knows me is going to know that that's me from the first note I sing. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of that with family members and friends who text me the second they heard the ad. But once you start thinking about the clues or you start thinking, oh, well, maybe this or someone else throws an idea out there, you get carried away and you get caught up in it. So it's really, that's the fun of it.
We're speaking to Mahalia Barnes, who was unmasked as the Pavlova last night on The Masked Singer. Looking back through the performances you did on the show, so there was Rise Up, Watermelon Sugar and Cover Me in Sunshine, I had an idea that would have worked brilliantly on one of your performances, Mahalia. Of course, you were dressed as a Pavlova. Was there any thought to when you did Cover Me in Sunshine, of course, Pink does it with her daughter, Willow Sage Hart, to have a little mini Pav come out and maybe have Rosie come out and just sing the Willow Sage part? That would have been amazing.
Do you know what? Like, I kid you not. So when they gave me the songs, you know, I think that probably a part of one of the decision making sort of people realized that I sang with my daughter.
Right.
Because I sing with my eldest daughter, Ruby, and I sing together. We've sung together a fair bit in the last couple of years. And my little one is certainly not shy, as anyone who follows us on
Instagram, yeah, for sure. She's beautiful.
But the two of them are both beautiful singers. And, you know, when I knew I was doing that song, because I didn't get to see any of the production until I got there and I walk out on stage and I see what's happening, you know. And so I did actually say to myself, oh, I wonder if there'll be like a little mini Pavlova with me, you know. That would be cute.
The mini Pav! You know?
So, I did think it would have been cute. But, yeah.
Oh, maybe you can take that idea. I'm sure Damon will be happy to share that with you.
Truly a missed opportunity. Maybe you could either do that or the Watermelon Sugar backup dancers with the watermelon heads when you perform next on stage.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it could be an idea. I'm not sure how transportable that costume is, but, you know, I'm sure that we can try and make it work. You know?
Oh, yeah. We'll make it work.
It was a pleasure seeing you on stage. Definitely gone too soon. The Masked Singer airs Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, 7:30 on 10. Mahalia Barnes, the Pavlova, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.